Welcome back to segment four of program number 10 of The Bigger Picture, which is the unity of true faith, as we believe, with right political action. I'm Woody, your somewhat frazzled host today because I've been doing combat with a congresswoman's staff and some other stuff. And I sit here, as I said in the very beginning, realizing that there is no explanation for what I see and what I'm sure that you see. The emperor is naked. The things we're seeing really would not, at another age, be believable. We would consider it to be some false image being presented by some magician somewhere, because this is not the America that I spent most of my 74, almost 75 years in. And it's not the America that my father and my grandfathers, and let me throw my grandmothers in there also, because they were even more contributing than my granddads, I think. They were fine, fine women. This is not the America that they shaped, that they lived in, that they passed on to my dad and mom, and that they passed on to me, and I'm not passing on to my children and grandchildren. America is a mess. So let me just go over those seven things spiritually that are absolutely essential to surviving the times in which we live. So I say surviving. In many cases, it is physical survival. But it is, first and foremost, spiritual survival, emotional survival, and intellectual survival. There is so much raw sewage flowing out there in the information channels right now that everyone is going to have typhus of the mind and cholera here very, very soon. First point, and whether you like it or not, I do not care, because my informed opinion is this is truth. I know it to be. And this is it. The fatherhood of God is the most important doctrine in Christianity. And since Christianity, the Judeo-Christian ethic, is rooted in the only true and living God, then it is the most critically important concept, not just theologically, but pervading all of culture. God is God, but He also is, for us, and thankfully so, Father, Abba, Daddy. We are to seek Him first and foremost in all things. The second is the thing that I'm accused of heresy about. Well, Woody, it's really about Jesus, because without Jesus, you're going to go to hell. Absolutely true. It is all about Jesus. But if you take the time to read, example, John 14 through 17, you'll see that Jesus said, "The words I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works." And Jesus said, "Everything I do for the glory of God." And our great theologians of the past said, "We live for the glory of God." So, it is the exclusiveness of Christ in salvation, no one else, the exclusiveness of Christ, that is the second important of the eight great doctrines. The third is the reality of the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher. And just go to Psalms 119, 102, and 103, and it quickly paraphrased, it simply says, "I know more than my instructors, because you are my teacher." God is my teacher. The fourth, and this is what we're dealing with in a sense in this program today, there is a real Satan. He is a reality. God talks about him in His Word very definitively in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 27 and 28. We're going to go to that here in the next program a little bit. There is a literal Satan. If we don't understand that he is causing the problems in America today, then we don't have a grip on the problem. The fifth, and this is what this station and this program is all about, is men are the stewards in this world because of the testosterone in their bodies that causes them to be proactive, sometimes wrongly aggressive, but proactive and move the culture forward. It's all about men as leaders, but it's about men who have a sense of justice, who have a sense of mercy, and men who walk in humility with God. Those are the traits of a great leader. And men have pulled back, and they have allowed the culture to become feminized, which is what I'm going to talk about in a few minutes in the final segment. The sixth element that needs to be acknowledged and understood is that there's a particular role of women that makes them the civilizers of culture. And the very last program we're going to do will be on my wife, who is the most powerful woman in the world. Little bitty thing that, you know, how could she be that? Well, we're going to show you how and why. And I believe she embodies exactly what, if women went back today to being what they used to be, and I don't mean doormats for those of you that are hissing and booing, but the power behind their husbands, the shapers of their husband's character. And then there's two others, the reality of a coming Antichrist, and that's a little more detail than I want to go into now, but he's here, and he's ruling America. It could be Joe Biden. And the last is, folks, whether you like it or not, it's all about the Jews. The Jews are God's chosen people for a specific purpose. And we'll talk about this more in the last segment. I hope you'll come back for segment 5 of The Bigger Picture. Bye-bye.